Go ahead, Daniel.
Tori, just what did you think of what Dalton was able to do tonight, both in the box and in the on defense?
Yeah, it was a terrific night for him, and that's those are the things that we've been seeing, for the better half of these past couple months, and he seems to really be on the baseball, impacting the baseball, and doing it at really critical times, and that's what we ask our players to do, to be at their competitive best when it's needed most. And he made a terrific play in right field. He just was all over the diamond, and that's what he's capable of. We know that he's a very special talent, and the more opportunity he's getting, the more he's learning, and the more he's helping us win baseball games.
Evan?
Tori, what did you think of Umberto's outing today?
Yeah, I thought it was a solid outing. He goes into that sixth inning, gets a big out in the sixth. Maybe a little nervous, little adrenaline push early on. I think once he settled in after that first inning, gave a couple early runs, I think he made pitches and did what he had to do. He's winning the early counts, and won a baseball game, and that's the most important thing.
Nick?
Back to Varsho. Tori, what do you feel like he's proven to you guys over these last couple months?
What he's proven to us? Is that what you said?
Yes.
That he is making quality adjustments, that he is learning and growing day by day, making good decisions at the plate, has shown some unbelievable defensive versatility, and just continuing to push forward show us what he's capable of doing on a very consistent basis. That's really what a major leaguer does. He knows how to do it every at bat, every night.
Back to you, Daniel.
With Dalton, I mean, just with his skill set, with him being able to play the outfield and catch, and what he can do at the plate, just how much more value does that bring to have somebody like him moving forward?
Yeah, he's invaluable to this group of 20, we're not at 28, but 27 guys. His versatility, his ability on both sides of the ball, gives me a lot of flexibility. He can steal a base, and he fits into this group of players that we have here that that can impact a baseball game.
Jack?
Tori, is there any possibility, or have you thought about moving Dalton up the order at any point in the near future?
I like to pick and choose those times for when guys migrate north. I want to continue to allow him to get that good base under him. But it's definitely something that I've been thinking about. I'll bounce some ideas off the coaches as well, and at the hitting coaches as well. It's a possibility.
Back to you, Evan.
Tori, can you give us a little more info on the exchange between Flexen and your dugout, and then your discussion with the umpiring crew?
Anytime a ball travels up near somebody's head, I don't like it, period. I don't think there's a place in this game for a baseball up around somebody's neck, chin, head. And I just want to get some clarification as to what the umpires were thinking. And, I know that the pitcher has a 3% walk rate against left-handed batters, so we can all draw our own conclusions from that.
Nick?
What was he saying to your dugout?
I really don't know. I really don't even care what he said. I just was more concerned about the umpire pushing back against our dugout, and I went out there to protect my team have a little bit of clarification as to why they were a little bit frustrated.
Any other questions for Tori? All right. Thanks, everyone. We'll be back in a bit. Start off with Nick.
Hey, Dalton, I know it wasn't the longest at bat, but could you take us through that home run and And I guess I'm kind of wondering how much seeing Flexen back home maybe affected or you know, helped you tonight.
Yeah, I mean, we faced Flexen back at home, and I didn't always feel the greatest that day, and he did pretty well against me there, and it was nice to be able to make myself up here and be able to have that good swing, and you know, I connected and went on the ballpark, and it was pretty awesome.
Daniel?
Dalton, and then that play after the home run, I mean, just what did it take to get down there and track that ball down?
Right off the bat, I kind of looked to my right and saw that Cattell kind of went back, and I knew I had probably an opportunity to try to go catch it, and just it was good communication between me and him out there, so it was pretty cool to kind of have that, kind of keep building momentum for the team and keep being able to push it forward for everybody.
And then just when it comes to what you've been able to do in the second half, just what does it feel like that's been clicking for you?
Just going out there and having fun, playing for the team. And I think that's one of the coolest things about this place is we're just trying to have fun every day. And we kind of got off track a little bit the past couple games, but hopefully we can find it back here with this win tonight and keep it going tomorrow.
Chat.
Happened to catch a couple of your comments with Jody just after the game. Would you care to reiterate a little bit about, I guess, the pride you take in being so athletic and being able to do what a lot of other players aren't doing?
Yeah, I mean, I'm one of the few in the big leagues that are able to kind of be able to catch and play every single outfield position, and just trying to figure out your routine every day of what you want to do out there. And you're playing outfield, being able to control, still being able to go watch the bullpens earlier on in the day and being able to still create relationships there and still being able to get your work done in the outfield so you're prepared for the night. But being able to go from catcher and being able to go in the outfield, I mean, it's pretty fun to be able to kind of do that day in, day out.
You feel like you've figured out a routine that allows you to shift back and forth more readily than maybe a couple months ago?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's more of just focusing on catching. And then outfield is kind of just that position. You just go out there and you just be athletic and go get the ball. I mean, if I'm playing outfield that day, I'll probably be doing a little bit more work in the outfield in that certain position that I'm playing. But catching is a big priority here. And so I do take that first.
Is that a change, are you saying, Dalton, that to how you did it a couple months back?
No, but I just kind of figured out a routine with the outfield, being able to understand how to be able to balance both of them and being able to understand throughout a long season, you got to be able to manage your workload. And so it's been an interesting part of being able to try to control all that.
I feel like we've seen you have, you know, good games at the plate and good games defensively. Is this one of the first like real all around games where you kind of just stood out on both sides of the ball in your mind, or have you had games like that?
I don't really ever try to really think about that. I just try to think about the win, and I helped the team win tonight, and just being able to do that is pretty cool. And hopefully we can keep doing it as a team.
Is there anything you feel like you've proven here these last couple months with the way you swung bat?
I just think I'm just taking it one day at a time, having fun, and the rest is kind of itself. So I think just kind of coming up here trying to win, I think that's the biggest thing.
Chris Talbot, Associated Press.
Dalton, I wonder if you guys pay attention to the fact that they're in a playoff run and if that adds any juice to the win tonight or maybe any juice to how you came into the game motivated.
Yeah, I think a lot of teams that we play at the end here are all in the playoff hunt. And knowing that, I mean, we're all trying to spoil their celebration and being able to kind of just win ball games. And that's what it kind of comes down to. And it's nothing personal, but it's just kind of the way that this game works.
Back to you, Evan.
Hey, Dalton, you've mentioned in more than one interview that the team has had trouble closing games out, and that's no secret. Tonight, the relievers combined to throw scoreless innings. So I want to know what you felt about the job the relievers did tonight.
I thought it was awesome. Being able to work out some tough spots and watching Castellanos kind of being able to throw six quality innings for us is pretty cool. And just being able to have pitchers be able to throw up zeros, I think that's a huge thing. And it showed tonight. We got the win, and we got to celebrate.
Back to you, Nick.
What do you feel like has been going wrong here this last week? You guys just snapped the losing streak here tonight.
I don't think anything has been going wrong. I mean, we just had some tough games and tough teams in the stretch. So it's baseball, and it's not really a thing that we try to dwell on. We just kind of move on to the next day and come to the ballpark with a lot of energy and trying to have fun and just playing baseball.
Anything else for Dalton?
Thanks, Dalton.
All right, yeah, thank you, guys. Everyone.
All right, that'll be it for tonight, guys. Thank you.
Thanks, Alex.
Thank you.